Welcome back to the Marion County PM Sports Page on KNIA KRLS as we talk a little Pella Christian baseball right now with a trio of Eagles, and we've got good representation across the classes. We've got a sophomore in Andrew Vanderhart, a junior in Spencer Feinhardt, and a senior in Jordan Rossler. Guys, as we get the chance to talk, the season's well underway. There's been a lot of stuff that's gone on so far, and I guess maybe one of the places that I'll go ahead and start, maybe I can go to the senior here on this one first. Jordan, how do you think things have gone so far as you've gotten kind of up and running?
I think we've gotten to a pretty good start. We definitely started with a lot of inexperience this season, graduated a lot of seniors last year, but we had about three guys that had good varsity experience at the plate this year, so we started a little rough there, but definitely seeing a lot of great improvement since the beginning of the season, and every game just gets exponentially better. We just increase in the way we come to the plate, the approaches we're taking there, and just the way we're seeing hitting the ball just improves every single game. So from that aspect, we've definitely improved a lot. And defensively, we started a little rough around the edges, but every game we're starting to make the routine plays, make them look routine every time, and infield and outfield's getting better every game. So yeah, we're definitely on the way up.
And Spencer, you brought that topic up before we started this interview. Are you viewing things kind of the same way? Anything different to add on that?
I think definitely. Our approach at the plate are definitely improving. We still have to work on not hitting it right at fielders and actually hitting the ball in the gaps. Our fielding has definitely improved. Routine plays were definitely a struggle for us, but we had one great practice where we just did all fungos and just took tons of fungos, and that definitely helped us out, and we just really improved in fielding a lot.
Andrew, when you look at doing things like getting better at the plate, what are the things that help this team become better at that?
Just more experience and seeing more live pitching, especially from pitchers like Gleason and Kane and the beginning of the year Thomas, and just getting those young guys in there and getting at bats, and just that repetition just helps a whole lot.
And as I mentioned when the interview opened up, you're a sophomore, so you're starting to see a lot more varsity time this season. I know you're doing some pitching too. What would you say is different, as you spend more time doing some varsity throwing?
The game speeds up a lot, and the guys are a lot harder to get out than they are in JV, so you just got to mix it up a lot more on them and keep them guessing, keep them off balance.
Spencer, you said that when it comes from a hitting standpoint that you want to try to send it where the defense isn't, but to me that sounds a lot easier said than done. A lot of times you're just wanting to make good contact. So what are the things that you work on with Coach Rolfs to try to be better at positioning where you hit the ball?
I don't think it's so much that. We don't really have a lot of drills to position where we hit the ball. We have a lot of drills that help us in our swing to keep it on a line and not begin to loop and get it popped up and get it in the ground. We kind of have to keep trying to hit line drive and just hit the ball on a line, and we'll find gaps. It's not really going up there and saying, oh, I'm going to hit it to the left center gap. It's just hit the ball hard and trust that it falls.
Again, right now, joining us on the Marion County PM Sports Page, talking with Jordan Rossler, Spencer Feinhardt, and Andrew Vanderhart from the Pella Christian baseball team. Jordan, I wanted to come back to you. Again, baseball's a very busy time of season. It's a very busy season in general. You have a lot of games in a short amount of time. I know this week you're going to put in 8 games over the course of the week. With all that time playing games and getting in practices when you can, how about your off time? What else do you do in the summer to kind of relax and have a little bit of fun?
Well, I know a lot of us work and stuff. That's probably not the best example of having fun, but a lot of us need to do that with college coming up. There's some debt to take care of there. But a lot of us spend some time in the hot tub after games, chilling out, playing some Xbox. Can't get enough of them. We'll be 2K12 right now, personally, but that's a lot of fun. Just talking baseball, talking fantasy baseball, sometimes talking about what's happening in the league, talking about some of the highlights we see, trying to act some of that out in practices on the tee or fielding fungos and stuff is always fun to get out there, get a little dirty, field some stuff between the legs. Just keep it fun and lighthearted so it's not all, work all the time. We got to throw a little fun in there. So we're doing a nice job of that this year.
Spencer, I think that's a great point, is that you guys just enjoy spending time with each other, it sounds like, and you're letting baseball be your fun time. It's not work for you to go out and play the game. What is it about this group of guys that you enjoy and that makes it fun to spend time with?
In the past, we've had problems with seniors being kind of exclusive, not naming any names, but this year I feel like, and Jordan does a great job of this, he really includes everyone. We don't even think about how Andrew and Colton are sophomores on our team. They're just part of the team, and we just have an absolute blast with them because they're just awesome guys, and there's really no class barriers that you can often have with senior, junior, sophomores on teams like this, but we just have an awesome time together, and we all feel included, and it's really awesome.
Andrew, go ahead and build on that then a little bit. How much that helps you to just kind of be a part of the whole team mentality and not worry about the fact that you're one of two sophomores on the varsity squad?
Well, it's pretty big coming from like the juniors and the seniors, how much they include us and how maybe if we come in and take their spot, how they're not going to like look down at us for that.
Something else I actually kind of wanted to ask you guys was just a little bit about the people that you look up to. I know, Jordan, you talked about watching, you know, professional highlights and those guys, so I'm sure everybody's got maybe some favorite major leaguers. I wanted to ask each of you the same question, and Andrew, I'll come back to you. Who are some players that you look up to and maybe kind of want to emulate? And this can be anybody, whether it be collegiate, pro, other high school players you've seen. Who are some of your role models as a baseball player?
I would probably have to say my cousin, Tom Baucamp. He comes out here, and he plays baseball for Calvin now in Michigan, and he comes to pretty much every game he can, and he gives us a lot of support, and he's been a real help. And also our freshman coach, John Hallward, he's been a big help to all of us, I think, and we enjoy having him around.
Yeah, those are guys that we don't have to think all that far back to remember going through the program. Tom, I know, was a really good pitcher for the Eagles, so has he given you some good tips on how to be a better pitcher?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's helped me out a lot in that, and just the support he shows us helps out a lot too.
Spencer, for you, who are some players that you look up to, maybe try to emulate a little?
Well, Tom's my cousin too, so I kind of like to...
You don't have to fight over him.
Okay. Well, I kind of have both of Andrew's, so I'll just go from professional standpoint. I kind of look up to Joe Mauer because he's got a really great swing. It's really simple. He just keeps it simple all the time, and it's really nice to look at him. I know the Twins are having a terrible year, unfortunately, and with three Twins fans here, that's not going to go over too well, but... I still look up to him because he's a really great player.
All right, well, Jordan, we can kind of keep it out of the Twins if you want, but how about you? Who are some of your role models?
Well, I just recently read an article about Josh Hamilton in Sports Illustrated, and I've really enjoyed seeing him play these past few years. And, I mean, just reading an article about that four-homer game that he had a few weeks ago in Baltimore and just how he felt his swing was getting pretty long and he was getting kind of showy in BP. And so before that game, he didn't take any on-field BP and just worked on a tee and worked with his coach just one-on-one in the cages under the stadium and came out and hit the ball hard four times in a row and hit it out of the ballpark. I mean, that's just showing that guys like Josh Hamilton need to work on shorting stuff up and just going out there and taking care of business. And, I mean, he was hitting breaking balls opposite field for homers and stuff like that. So it's just guys like that who can go out and obviously be the best player on the field but still not even take on-field BP and just go work on stuff on one-on-one with a coach and go out there and work like that you really admire and look up to.
Again, Andrew Vanderhart, Spencer Feinhart, and Jordan Rossler joining us on the Marion County PM Sports page. We'll start to kind of wind things down. Andrew, I wanted to just come back to you. When you look at what's gone on so far, what's been a favorite game for you, a game that stood out to you has been just a really exciting moment for the Eagles?
I think the game against Pella. I know we lost, but that game went into extra innings and was scoreless through seven. And, I mean, just the plays that we made and, like, just how intense that game got. I mean, it was a lot of fun.
And good pitching.
Yeah.
Just looking at the, kind of the same thing, Spencer, what have some games so far that have stood out or games that you've kind of got your eye on for down the road too?
Definitely the Pella game. It was kind of a really good competition. I also like Newton game last week. We didn't have a win in the conference yet, and we were kind of getting down on ourselves, and we came out and hit the ball in the second game, and that was really nice to see because Andrew and Will Vandevoort have been doing a great job pitching for us, and we haven't been doing the greatest job giving them run support. And coming out in that second game, just hitting the ball well in the first few innings, that was really nice to see.
And Jordan, right there, Spencer mentioned just talking about kind of the conference race in general. When you look at the Little Hawkeye Conference, what do you see out of the league as a whole, and where do you see Pella Christian factoring in by the time the season's done?
Well, the way I've seen stuff play out so far when I look at some of the stats and the teams that we play, I just see a really even field, and it really just comes out to whoever shows up and wants to play ball that night and, you know, who's going to throw the ball and keep it low in the zone, get ground ball outs, make those plays. You know, I mean, when we play Grinnell, we got 10 run two times in a row, but we also made 11 errors between the two games. We kind of beat ourselves there, and, you know, we lost to Oski. You know, we feel like we can compete really well with them, but we just kind of ate ourselves up at the plate a little bit. We struck out a lot, and, You know, so I feel like any night, you know, we come out, no matter who we're playing and what their record is, in the Little Hawkeye Conference this year, it's just going to be a really tight race all the way to the finish, and anybody can beat anybody, really, no matter who's throwing and who's at the plate. So it's just going to be a really fun competition to go out with those guys, because we know anybody's got a shot. So we got to keep it simple with those guys. Don't overthink anything, but just go out and play ball every night.
All right, well, as we get the chance to catch up with you Tuesday, so I know you got a non-conference game, but also looking to Wednesday against Norwalk, so I want to wish you guys the best of luck there against the Warriors. Thanks a lot for the time. I really appreciate it. It was fun to talk to you, and I'll look forward to seeing you guys later.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, Pella Christian baseball players Andrew Vanderhart, Spencer Feinart, and Jordan Rossler. Stay tuned. More of the Marion County PM Sports page next on KNIA KRLS.